Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists now from all over the world. You got Tina and Alex and Tina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Into it. Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. Tonight, Josie welcomes Bobby Flores. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino.
You know,
because it's her story and she's sticking to it, Josie Pasatino.
Edition. I am very, very excited because I am very, very honored to have back on our show the incredible multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, arranger, producer, composer, owner, and founder of the Bulverde Academy of Music and First Call session musician, Mr. Bobby Flores. So it's going to be a really, really great one. I've talked to him and he's amazing. So you can check that interview out if you've missed it. It's still in our archives at josieshow.com, so check on the little tab, click on it, and then you will be taken right there. So make sure you check that out so you can catch up with Bobby Flores. So I'm very excited about that. And remember, we have a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, so please make sure you check that out when we're not on the air with Josie Show or our special edition episodes. And we can be heard at countryblastradio.com. Facebook.com/Country Blast Radio. Also on Live 365, just search Country Blast Radio to find us. And we're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. So please make sure you download that. It's free. I got it on my cell phone, and I constantly love listening into the station. And there's also other stations in there, too, so it's awesome. So please make sure you check that out. Free, people. Free! I love that. I love my free apps. If you went through my iPhone right now, all you would see are free apps, and some of them are a little crazy, so, yeah, let me not discuss that. And also, I want you guys to know that we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, also some new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart top of music, and we even have some good old Texas dancehall music as well. So we have a mixture of everything. So if you like Texas dancehall music, then we have that for you. If you like classic, new, 30 Billboard chart topping, we have it for everybody. So make sure you check it out. One-stop shop, Country Blast Radio. And also, we are highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of many FM stations, which still is just insane. So I can't even wrap my head around that one yet, to be honest. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And new music is actually being added constantly, so please make sure you tune us in every day, because you might hear something that you didn't hear last time that you were on the station, and we just are constantly, uploading fools. So we will be putting up new music for sure. So please make sure you check it out, countryblastradio.com. And also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? Then please call 331-442-5833. There's a lot of double digits in that one. I'll repeat it, 331-442-5833. Or you can email our station manager, which is so much easier, Tina@josieshow.com. So Tina@josieshow.com. Very, very easy. And we have introductory rates now, so please make sure you check it out. There's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on the radio. So please make sure you check it out. See, that was my radio voice. You liked it? I've been practicing it. No? Well, I liked it. Okay, I might have to change it a little bit, but it's all good. I'll tweak it. And also, please make make sure you stay tuned for the whole entire show because we have some announcements happening. We have a lot of fun stuff going on. We just have a lot of interesting things, so make sure you check it out. And also, I want to mention our pages in which people can chat with us. I've recently actually started tweeting again. So I've kind of been on, like, a tweeting hiatus for for maybe, I don't know, a couple years. It's okay, though. It's okay. I'm back. I'm back in action. So you can check that out at twitter.com/JosiePasentino, and that is my personal page, my personal, and also twitter.com/JosieShow, and that's the official Twitter page for the Josie Show. We've been having some issues with impersonators. I don't know why, but we have been having impersonators, so please make sure that you report of all the other Josie shows if you find them. The only official one that we have is twitter.com/JosieShow. So just Josie Show. So any other ones, delete. Unfollow. So, yes. Now I want to bring in my producer here because I want to actually talk about some fun stuff that's happening in Pana. And I want to talk a little bit about that. It's so funny. I just realized I've been saying it wrong this whole time, so I apologize about that.
You're not alone. We've all been saying it wrong.
Yeah, but it sounds like Pana, people. It sounded like it,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
So it's Pana.
Pana. I have Pana. To correct myself. Pana.
Pana Sportsman's Club. Do you have the details over there?
Yes, Mamo. All right,
we
here we go. Here we go. Let me pass the details your way.
Oh,
here
I'm
we
getting
go.
The details?
Yes, you're getting the details.
I love details.
I know, right? See? There you go. I know this is your favorite part of the day, so I'm just going to give it to you.
Okay, that sounds good. We are waiting on Bobby Flores, too, so while we do that, we're going to get some of this information out,
yes.
And hopefully everything goes according to plan, and if not, well, that's what happens at live shows.
Yes, exactly. That's why I love them.
Let's be honest, that's what happens. All right, so you know what? Actually, I've got somebody here on the switchboard, so I'm going to have you.
Okay, well, then we're going to switch it again.
Yeah, we're going to do switcheroo. That's what we do. We do switcheroo.
This is like pass the papers. What are we doing here?
We love passing paper.
Oh, it's so much fun. But, yes, we will be at the Pana Sportsman Club in Pana, Illinois on March 8th, broadcasting live. The country concert from there with artists Wesley Dennis, Mike Seiler, Kevin Denny, Kevin Moon, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain. And more details will be coming soon with that. I'm very, very excited about this. This is my second show that I've been to. So I'm very, very beyond excited about seeing all of them again. We've had a lot of them that were on the show. And also the last time we did a live event there, I talked to them, you know, live. It was just so much fun. So I'm very, very excited about that again. So, yeah, more details coming. And also, concert series, if you check out concert series, our tab there on our site at josieshow.com, you can check out more of those details. And also, special thanks to Don Caldwell of Keeping It Country for inviting us down. And this show is at 6 p.m., and admission is $10. So please make sure you check that out. I am just so excited. And if you come down, please make sure you come to our booth or our chair, wherever we are going to be. Make sure you find me. I would love to meet y'all. It would be so much fun. So, yeah, we're going to be there just, you know, having fun, talking away, you know, like I do. Like what I do best, talk. And also, some more announcements that I actually want to get to now. How about we do that? How about we do a little switcheroo? But the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for February, I know everybody is excited about that because we've been getting a lot of emails and also text messages at that number for our station. A lot of them have been, you know, a lot of great, great fans have been like, hey, Country Blast Radio Countdown, wishlisting them and, you know, commenting on them and requesting and all this. I want to see if the person that I want is on this list for the Countdown Blast. So we shall come to and do it. It'll be aired on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central. So make sure you check that out, February 27th. Mark that. yes, so mark that down in your calendars, everybody, February 27th at 7 p.m. Central. And also Friday, this Friday, I forgot, it's Monday. Oh, goodness, it's been one of those days. But Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Brandon Hilt, Kenny Sharlack, and Richard Lynch. So please make sure you check out that. And more announcements will be coming soon. Our guest is here. I'm very, very excited to be talking to, again, the wonderful Mr. Bobby Flores. Woohoo!
Hey, thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just here in my studio, plugging away.
Oh, I love it. That makes for a good day. It does.
It does. And I like it here. Which is a good thing because I pretty much live here now. So I spend I spend a lot of time here in my man cave producing and having a blast working with a lot of great artists and working on my gospel album and trying to finish it. Hopefully pretty soon.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. You have to tell us when that's released because I would love to promote it. We'll do something special with it. I mean, hey, we're there.
Thank you. You know, I started in 2009, my gospel CD, and it's just been, really rough to get done. I've been, working on all kinds of projects but it's coming around slowly, and I've got some really cool guest artists on there. So I'm thinking probably by June, by the Spring Fest in June, I'll have it done and out and ready to share with everybody. So wish me luck.
You don't need it. I wish you luck, but you definitely don't need it. Incredible.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
No problem. I'm so excited for it. I'm very excited.
But thank you. How have you been?
I have been great, just, chugging along.
Good.
I'm in college now, so I've been really, busy doing that fun stuff. So,
good.
I'm busy, keeping busy. Yes.
Yeah, well,
love it.
That
love
is
it.
Awesome. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. That sounds great.
Thank you so much. And I have to say, you have been doing so, so many amazing things, and I absolutely am very excited. I want to cover everything. And I know if people missed our past episode where we had you as a guest before, it's on our archives at josieshow.com. But for those who missed it, I'd love to start by finding out how your love for music began. Catch us up on all that. How does that happen?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'll try to make it brief for the ones that heard it the first time. But
right, right.
I was raised in a really musical house. My mom and her sister had a duo. Excuse me, and they sang harmony parts and there was three sisters and they all sang harmony parts, so I was introduced to three part harmony really early. My uncle played bass in the band and then my dad played and sang every day when he got home from work. He sang all the old Ray Price songs and Jim Reeves and Mel Tillis and Farron, Marty Robbins. So, I mean, it was all around me pretty much, from a very, very young age. Of course, I mean, I wanted to sing and play too. And when I was 6 years old, my dad got me my first a little six-string guitar, a three-quarter size guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing and singing. By the time I was seven, my mom and I started singing around town and we did award shows and banquets and city functions it was a blast. And then when I was 9 years old, I started playing dance halls and opening for artists
wow.
Farron Young, Marty Robbins, Conway Twitty, Johnny Rodriguez, I've been playing dance halls ever since, so enjoying it that's what I was around growing up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different styles of music too, country music, some of the beautiful Spanish, boleros, from my grandfather's side. Used to sing and play quite a bit. Rock, when I was a teenager I got into to rock, and then later I got into jazz and classical music. I studied classical later. I think I started classical lessons when I was 18 years old, and that was another great door that opened for me, and I love to write and play classical as well. So I'm just neck deep in it.
You are. I think it's so cool how you know, you love just all these variety of different, you know, sounds and music, and you really need to, because now you're teaching kids on how to kind of perform with music. So I mean, you have to know, you know, every, you know, style and all that fun stuff to, you know, teach. So it comes.
Yeah, it's a blast. I've got a lot of help. I've got a great staff here. I've got the music school you're mentioning, Bulverde Academy of Music, here in San Antonio, and I've got a staff of about 18 teachers, and they're also performers, and they, you know, travel all over and they tour and they record all different styles. So, you know, if someone wants to come in, if they're real heavy into blues, and we have someone here who actually lives the blues life, you know, and plays the blues stages, and if they're into classical or rock, so I have a lot of help here as well. Which is really great. But yeah, there's a lot of it's real rewarding to help, you know, pass you know, some of that on and some of what we've learned in our lives.
I think that is so cool, and I absolutely think it's such a great idea with this Valverde Academy of Music. And I want to discuss a summer camp retreat that you have coming up with your music academy, but first I want to talk a little bit about it. Can you share with us a little bit about your academy, how you can get in, how you can contact the academy? Tell us all those details.
Okay, sure. We call it BAM for short, B-A-M as in Mary, and the website is BAM8.com, you know, Valverde Academy of Music.com also. And I started it because I wanted one place where the serious music students could come to study and get everything they need. So at this school, it's like a mini music college. It's like sort of like a mini Berklee, where we have private lessons, we have groups, lab bands, ensembles, we have theory classes, so they get the academic background, a lot of harmony studies, small chamber groups. It's a very cool place to be. They learn an awful lot. We've been there about 7 years. We have a songwriter, Nashville songwriter there, Renee Willis, who's fantastic. So she teaches songwriting. So a lot of the high schoolers coming in, you know, they write a lot of their own material, but they need a little help kind of structuring it, and she helps them. So we have the songwriting going on, and just all kinds of really cool things there. It's a really great place to be, and it's a lot of fun there.
Sounds like a lot of fun for, you know, those people out there that and those kids out there that are, you know, really interested in doing this, you know, whether it be on stage or in a band, you know, for serious, you know, learning how to deal with music. And I think that's so much fun. And now with the music camp retreat this summer, July 20th through the 24th, now they could keep going. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the camp was great. It's in Eastland, Texas, which is right outside Abilene, and we have them come in from all over. They fly in from other states, and that's a real special event, and it's 4.5 days. We have catered meals every day. We have, you know, classes all day long, and then at night, once we finish dinner, everybody breaks out their instruments again, and we play and jam and small groups and large groups, and this place is by a lake, so it's a beautiful setting. So we'll light fires at night, and everybody kind of play and sing what they, you know, songs they've been working on or songs that they're writing, and it's just a blast. And we have some really great teachers, you know, helping us. Jake Hooker on upright bass, who is just unreal player, great musician, and a good friend of mine. We've got Rich O'Brien, who is one of the best Western swing guitar players in the world. The guy just super talented, one of my favorite guitar players. And we had a blast last year. So the folks showing up, you know, the students coming up, they're just blown away by getting to study, you know, with these guys and gals, because they're so good at what they do. So I tell you, when it's over, you know, we're just high as kites leaving there. It's just a great experience. And, they play the whole time. They play and sing the whole time. We're going to sleep, and, you know, we can hear them out there in the next dorm, you know, playing and singing. And it's the first thing you hear in the morning. So It's a lot of playing time. It's just a whole lot of fun. But for anyone interested, yeah, they can go to my website, or they can go to the Academy website, which is BAM8.com.
Perfect, perfect. And after the show, we'll post your link as well.
Thank you.
Everybody, it's just a click away. Yeah, no problem, no problem. I think this is so amazing because I think it's such a wonderful gift, of teaching music to, kids who really want to learn. And, what I'm always curious about is those who have graduated from your academy, do you ever get to see, where they are now type situation? Like, do you ever get to see them in, bands or fun moments like that, I think that would be really cool.
Yes. Yes, and that's so rewarding. And when I get to see them, they're either out performing with other groups, or sometimes I'll hear their songs being played on the radio. They write and record, and a lot of them have gone on to make their own CDs, and some of them record here with me in my studio, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Or they'll land a gig with a touring group, and so, yeah, it's great when I get to see them. They're out there. When they come to the academy, I mean, it's the kind of place where we attract the students who are real serious anyway, who really want to sing, who really want to play, really want to notch it up. And so, we're kind of like just fuel to the fire, if you will, when they get here. And, it's once they're here 3 or 4 years and they usually go on and do some really cool things. So, yeah, it's great to see them and to hear them out there doing a lot of great things.
That is so cool. I can imagine it's a lot of fun to see, where they have come from just walking through to the academy and then boom. I love that. I think that's really, really cool. Very, very cool. And, I want to talk a little bit of more of, a backstory behind your music, and we could talk about, more of your music and purchase where you could purchase your music, all that fun stuff. But I also want to mention you are a Grammy winner. I've seen that in your bio, which is so outstanding. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be? I know a lot of people would be interested.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what a huge honor for me. I was fortunate enough to get hired to write the string and horn arrangements and also play on Freddie Fender's last two CDs before he passed on. And the next to the last one, that was the one that we got the Grammy for. And I was really happy for him. I thought he was so deserving of it. And it was a different Freddie Fender than a lot of people have heard. It was all beautiful old Spanish boleros. So when I heard him singing on those tracks, to me, it was like, it was like a fish in water. He was so comfortable. He was singing everything with his whole heart and soul. And so it was really fun, to work on those tracks. So I wrote the string and horn tracks, scores, and then me and my friends went in the studio AM here in San Antonio and recorded them. So it was really cool. I was real fortunate to be part of that.
Absolutely. I think that is so amazing. I mean, you've had so many awesome accomplishments and experiences. I mean, you were also inducted into the Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame, which is so awesome, and what a wonderful honor. Can you share with us your thoughts when you first heard that news? I mean, was there cake involved, a party? What was that like?
Yeah, it's a thing they do out of San Marcos here, and Al Dresden, who's a great entertainer in his own right. He's an awesome singer, kind of heads that, and it's a great organization. And again, what a special honor to be inducted in that. I'm in some real good company there. So it's just a great feeling to be a part of that. And we actually played that night. We got the award. They have the awards event every year, and several bands play. So we got to perform out there, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, that's just a great organization, to help promote Western Swing, here in the state of Texas, and just a cool thing to be a part of.
Wow, absolutely. I watched a little clip of you and the Yellow Rose Band performing in a dance hall, and you could check out all of those on YouTube. And, you know, couples were twirling all over the floor to your amazing sound. It was such a cool, cool sight to see. Can you tell us a little bit about the Yellow Rose Band and performances like that in the dance halls? I bet it's just fantastic. So much fun.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, it's a blast. And I'm really blessed, you know, to be working with the band I have. We all, you know, love each other and we love playing music together. They're all great, great players. So we have three fiddles in the band. RJ Smith, you know, plays with us, and she also engineers here at my studio, and she's got her own solo career started as well. She still plays with my group, but she's got a brand new CD out called "Live in My Dream" at rjsmithmusic.com, and really, really proud of her. She started as a student here at the academy, and within 6 months I hired her, you know, to play in my band. And now she teaches, you know, there at the academy, and also runs the board for me here at Studio A. So she does a really great job. And I've got a guy named Hank Singer in our group who he and I go way back. Hank is pretty much a rock star in the fiddle world. He's played with Hank Williams Jr., Ronnie Millsap, George Jones. He played with Jones for quite a few years. Leanne Womack. And he's on a ton of hit records by Ray Price, Randy Travis. Gosh, I could go on and on. The guy's a phenomenal player and one of my best friends. And so, you know, it's good to be, you know, playing fiddles with him again, you know, here in the band. We're real fortunate to have Hank in the group. I've got a couple of brothers out of Houston on bass, a guy named Harlan Kubos. Who I think is one of the best Western swing bass players in the world. He's just, you know, plays with a lot of feeling, a lot of soul. He knows what he's doing. He knows, he can't name a song Harlan doesn't know. He knows all the jazz standards, all the Western swing tunes. Great, great player. Really strong swing player. And then his brother, Dennis Kubos, plays drums for us. Dennis is a great guy, really good drummer. You can tell when he's playing because he's got a really big sound and helps to really drive, you know, the band, what we're doing at you know, dances. And then on steel guitar, I've got an old friend of mine named Jody Cameron. And Jody and I played with David Kirsch back when he was on Curb. And I think David, you know, still might be on Curb. And just fun band. You know, David was great guy to work with. We had a great band with Dave and a great time on the road. And Jody and I played together in that group. So when the spot came open here, I called him up and you know, we're getting to you know, play again. But Jody's a great steel player. He's out of Angleton, which is just south of Houston. And, gosh, we just can't wait to get to the next place to play. And dance halls are a whole lot of fun since, you know, most of what we play is, you know, traditional country and Western swing. It's all real danceable music. So our crowd, our friends that, you know, follow us from dance hall to dance hall, they just happen to love to dance. So it's a great combination.
That's awesome. It really is. It's so hard not to dance. I mean, you could try your best to listen to the music, but you'll find your toe tapping or something. It's really hard to not do that. But it's just such a great sound, and you all really work so great together, and it's just amazing. Please check it out on YouTube, everybody. You're going to be blown away. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I know people are going to want to hear your sound, so we're going to play a couple of your songs later tonight in the show. We have your title track, Fast Company, and a crowd favorite, Cajun Baby. Can you tell us a little bit about these songs and some of the other music that you currently have out circling the web and where we can find them?
Yeah, they're all available at yellowroserecords.com, which is my label. I'm partnered up with a guy named Alma Hoshkak, who's a real good friend of mine, and we've had that since about 2003. So if the folks go to yellowroserecords.com, they can find everything I've done. Fast Company, I call it my hillbilly CD. I went back and found, you know, some of my favorite old songs. That were done many, many years ago. And I tried to pick a lot of songs that folks don't hear every day. So I went back and got some old Skeets McDonald, some really old George Jones, you know, Paycheck stuff. And Gosh, I mean, I just love these songs, so it's a real pleasure recording them. Cajun Baby, you know, I've heard that song off and on all my life, and I kind of melded a version of it that, you know, utilizes different performances that I've heard from different groups. But it's a pretty fun Cajun tune, obviously, and real fiddle-heavy, so there's a lot of fiddle parts on there, and they're both... that's a lot of fun to play live at the dances as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're going to play them tonight, so I know everybody's going to really, really love them. And I hope you all
cool,
check them
you.
Out and buy the great sounds. Yes! Please, make sure you check it out and support. And I also want to mention, I believe you have 8 CDs out, and also, which is not all, you've also been featured on about 400 other albums, CDs, singles as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow, so cool.
Yeah, you know, I was really lucky to have, you know, friends, you know, that had studios here in town, and they were working, you know, quite a bit, and a lot of them still are. And I was on staff at 3 different places, you know, here around San Antonio, and so I got to record on a lot of CDs by a lot of great artists. Yeah, last time I checked, it was somewhere near 500, and I think I've cleared that, a while back. But it's, you know, been a lot of fun, and, you know, being a studio musician for years, I still, now I'm doing, you know, most of it here at my studio, but every once in a while I get to work for, you know, one of the other studios, and it's always fun to go back and see my friends over there. But, yeah, just a blast. I'm real fortunate, and I've got music playing all over the world on TV and radio from the stuff that I've written, which are being used on TV, you know, commercials and radio all over. So it's a lot of fun. I'll be up north somewhere, and I'll hear some bank commercial, you know, in a hotel there on the TV, and it's a track that I did back in the late 80s or early 90s. It's, you know, kind of strange.
Wow.
But it's a blast, yeah.
That is really, really cool. And, you know, I know a lot of people, I can't even count, but, you know, a lot of people who have been on my show, artists out there, have mentioned your name before, you know, influences, and have played with you, and it's really, really cool to hear that. And
oh.
An artist, yeah, it's so, so cool. And, you know, an artist named Mike Styler, he wants to say hello, and you played on his song,
oh, yeah.
Bubbles in My Beer.
yeah, I know Mike well. Gosh, and he's doing real well in Nashville. You know, really talented guy, and gosh, we have a lot of fun. I hadn't got to work a lot with Mike, you know, in quite a while. I think we did a show in Fort Worth last time I saw him, but that is so cool. Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely. He's listening. He's loving the interview, and, yes, he wanted to stop by and say hello.
So cool. That sounds great.
Yes.
Hey, Mike. Come see
yeah,
me in San Antonio.
Absolutely. Hey, maybe some music between you two in the future. You never know. I'll vote for it.
That sounds
awesome.
Great. I'm in. All we got to do is just get together.
There we go. There we go, Mike. Come on. That is awesome. And also, I want to mention, you've worked with so many people, but, you know, I also mentioned, you know, before, you toured with the legendary late Mr. Ray Price. Can you tell us about that experience?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think I got to mention last time when you talked, my very first record was a Ray Price 45 when I was a little kid. So I've just idolized Ray and all the guys that played with him back then, you know, Buddy Emmons, Tommy Jackson, Grady Martin, you know, and so on. So I finally got the opportunity to play with him full-time in 97. And I got to tour with him for, you know, 4 or 5 years off and on, and some on both sides of that as well. So it was just unreal, you know, to be on stage with him. And every single show I got to play with Ray was just a huge thing, you know, for me. I never took one of them for granted. I mean, every one of them, I was just doing the best, you know, that possibly could, and just soaking every note, you know, the guy sang. He was to me the greatest, you know, the greatest country singer we've had. And so it was a real pleasure to be at Cherokee Cowboy, you know, with him. Of course, we lost him recently, which
right.
A huge loss for everybody, not just as a master of what he did, but he was also also a friend and a really great person. So,
absolutely.
But his music, you know, will live on forever. He left, you know, quite a legacy and, you know, a lot of great songs for us to listen to and enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had him on the show, on the Josie Show, a while back ago, and he's such a great, great guy. And I think, you know, just talking to him for, like, you know, 3 minutes or an hour, it's just, he's so, so awesome. I can't imagine touring with him, you know, on and off for 5 years. It must have been such a great experience and something you'll never forget, you know.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. I think about it all the time. And, you know, the things he would tell us on the bus and, you know, he was a wise man. You know, he'd seen a lot and you know, been in this business for so many years. So, you know, whenever he turned around, you know, from his front seat up there to say something and give us some advice, everybody was all ears, you know. But, yeah, he was a real nice man, just super nice to work for. Gosh, it was just, it was a fun gig. You know, very special man, very special music. And I've been a big supporter in that I've recorded many of his songs just because I love him, you know, so much. Ray was really good about choosing songs, and so he's recorded some of the best, you know, songs in the world. And you know, we do quite a bit of them. You know, we do quite a few of them on our shows, which is always fun.
Absolutely. That's, you know, I think that's so great, keeping his music alive. So many great artists like yourself, you know, playing his songs for, you know, people that may not even have heard it, you know, people that are, you know, 8, 10, 11 that really don't know very much, you're bringing it to them. I think that's really, really cool.
Well,
keeping it,
you know,
alive.
That is very cool. I just saw something, you know, a few days ago where somebody posted on Facebook something about, hey, check this song out. And they had just discovered, you know, Ray's early 60s songs,
wow.
And they were blown away by it. And it was really exciting to see that they found that, because there's a lot of great songs there. And, gosh, his performances were just absolutely stellar. So it's really neat to see a lot of younger people, you know, searching for it and finding it, listening to it, and then realizing the magnitude of the greatness of Ray Price.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just such, I'm going to say again, such a great, great experience. And, you know, I always love to ask, you know, artists, I mean, you could be, you know, high up there and doing so many amazing, amazing, amazing things, but I always feel like you have to have that one dream, you know, that next ladder to, you know, bring you all the way up to your goal. So what, is there still a dream or goal out there that you might still be reaching for? Anything you'd like to work on?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, I've got so many, and that's part of my problem. I want to do so many things, but, you know, a lot of it is just enjoying the reaching form and enjoying the you know, journey. But I've gotten into songwriting a lot more the last, you know, couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years. And, gosh, so I'm spending more and more time, you know, writing and, you know, trying to make that happen and find the right combination of just, you know, words and you know, the sound and the music and, you know, come up with some really good material. And I've hit a few, you know, recently that I feel pretty good about. So, yeah, that's definitely one of my dreams. And then musically, gosh, there are just so many, you know, places that I want to reach musically on the instruments that I play. Takes a lot of time, but so I'm always reaching for that. And then, you know, producing, I spend a lot of time in my studio producing records, you know, mostly traditional country and western swing, but, you know, sometimes I get to do other styles as well, and that's a whole different thing. I'm enjoying the heck out of that as much as any of it. So,
wow.
You know, getting my name out there as a producer and you know, working with some really great artists is a lot of fun.
I think that's so cool. And, you know, there's a lot of artists that may be listening right now that want to find out how they can, you know, if they have an album coming out and want to find a producer or have someone, you know, help them out or give great advice or something. I know you're definitely the guy to go to for that. So, you know, I hope everybody after the show, you know, finds you if they need help. So where's the best places that they can contact you, or, you know, social networking sites or those fun things?
Yeah. No, that sounds great. I've got a studio Facebook page, which is Bobby's Audio Machine. So if they just look up Bobby's Audio Machine, they can find me there and they can see where I live.
Perfect.
You just
came up here. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. So make sure, everybody, if you need some help, make sure you check that out for sure. I love it. I love it. And also, we are running out of time, but I still want to play some of your music. But I have a couple fun questions for you, if you don't mind.
Okay. No, let's go. Awesome. Yeah, sure.
Awesome, awesome. So the
I'll
first
do my best.
Don't worry. They're nothing too hardcore. Don't worry. It's
okay.
All good.
All right. Thank you.
But what is one of your greatest career memories so far? There you go. That's a good one.
Gosh. Okay. Well, that one's pretty easy. Because we were just talking about Ray Price, and playing the Grand Ole Opry with Ray for the first time. We played it several times, but I think probably playing that for the first time was a huge highlight for me, and that sticks out.
Absolutely, that's an easy one. And also, have you ever had a very memorable fan moment where someone came up to you after a show and was like, "Hey, I like you"? Have you ever had one of those moments?
Well, you know, I have. Gosh, you know, what's really special is when, someone comes up after, performance and they'll mention one of the songs or one of the places that I've played, and the mm-hmm. first time that they heard me in my band was when they met their husband or they met their wife, and then, several years later they'll come back out. So it's really cool when they let us know that coming to one of our dances and dancing to our music help bring them together, and start their lives together. And that's happened quite a few times. So that's always really cool for us.
That is very, very cool. And last fun question for you for tonight, or what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music? Everybody has to have a downtime.
Yeah, well, I love to ride bikes. I've got three bikes, and so sometimes, when I'm mixing and editing here real late at night at 11 or 12, I'll hop on one of my bikes and, go around the block a few times. And I love to go for longer rides, 20 and 30 mile rides. So sometimes on the weekend, I'll take it with me and do that, when I go to different towns. So I love bike riding. I love fishing. Don't get a whole lot of time to fish, but love to go. I caught an 8-pound bass last year, which was very cool for me. And martial arts, I dig martial arts. I've been involved in that since I was really young. So and getting ready to get back into that as well. I tell you, really love my family. I have four grandkids right now, just love them to death. And then I've got another two on the way, and so real excited and really blessed there as well.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, congratulations for that, first of all. And you're busy.
Thank you.
Keep them busy.
Thank you. It's a little crazy, but I love it.
I love it. Hey, there's a lot of songwriting material out of that, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
Yes. I love it. It's always so much fun chatting with you and updating with you. And we'd love to have you back on any time, okay? We'd love it.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure, and I always love to visit with you. Thank you for having me on so much, and I hope we get to do it again.
Absolutely. When that new album comes out, you have to, like I said, you have to let us know, and we would love to have you back on and promote it just like crazy. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
I'll be sure and do that, and thank you.
Thank you so, so much. And we'll chat with you again very, very soon. Bobby Flores, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it, sweetie.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good night.
You bet. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bobby Flores. Woohoo! I always love talking with him. He's so, so awesome, so talented. And I love seeing these, talented, talented artists out there who give back and help out people who really love music and don't exactly know how to get started or where to go for it. And he's there to help, produce, just everything. His academy, bam! I like that. I absolutely think it's amazing. Valverde Academy of Music, otherwise known as BAM. I like it. Yes, I think it's just so cool. I love it. Spreading the love for music around one person at a time. Got to do it. And I just love it, and I'd love to have him back on anytime. Now, though, I know that we have – hey, that rhymed. Now, though, I know – okay, sorry. what, I told you. We have some music of his now to play, so I'm very excited to play Bobby Flores' song, Fast Company. Check it out. Here we go.
I wish you knew what I go through when nighttime comes around. But you're too busy having fun on the brighter side of town. I heard about you're stepping out and you want no part of me. You changed your faith and I lost the race to Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company. Held you tight, keep reaching desperately to hold the one who's had her fun with Fast Company. You're with that Fast Company. When you know
was Fast Company by Bobby Flores, and we are back here on the Josie Show. We have his next song, Cajun Baby, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana, that's where I met my Cajun baby. Teeth are white and pearly, hair as black as coal. I wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country of dear old Louisiana. Well, my heart's been sad and lonely since the day she said goodbye. But today I got a letter, said she'd be my Cajun bride. On a Saturday night we'll go a-dancing and listen to the fiddles hold. Eat a lot of shrimp and crawfish and ride around in my old hero. Way down yonder in the bio country of dear old Louisiana, that's where I met my Cajun baby. She's the fairest one in the land. Her teeth are white and pearly, hair as black as coal. I wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country of dear old Louisiana. Thank you. my heart's been sad and lonely since the day she said goodbye. But today I got a letter, said she'd be my Cajun bride. On a Saturday night we'll go dancing and listen to the fiddles hold, eat a lot of shrimp and crawfish, and ride around in my old Hero. Way down yonder in the bio country of dear old Louisiana, that's where I met my Cajun baby. She's the first one in the land. Her teeth are white and pearly, hair as black as coal. I wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country of dear old
Baby from Bobby Flores. So I hope you loved him, and I know you did. That was Fast Company and Cajun Baby by Bobby Flores, who was an amazing, amazing guest tonight for our special edition here on The Josie Show. And thank you all so, so much for tuning into the show, but we are not done yet. I just have a couple more announcements before we get the boot cut off. But our special edition for March will be on Monday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Jason Roberts. So please make sure you check that out, March 24th. So please do that. Check it out. And also, I want to give a big special thank you to those who rebroadcast, re-air our shows after they air with the Josie Show. I know this is a special edition, but I want to give them a thank you anyway with Josie Show. So CMG Radio and also Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Radio, so Cowgirl Divas Radio. And so big, big special thank you to them as well for re-airing the Josie Show. I have to give them a shout-out. I mean, they're amazing for doing that. Thank you so, so much. Love you guys. And so I think that is it. I have no idea. I've been, you know, having brain fart all this whole time, to be honest with you guys. So, yes, thank you all so, so much for tuning in to The Josie Show, and we will see you guys on Friday. Mwah! Good night, everybody. Yeah, I've had too much caffeine. I'm a little hyper. Bye. Oh, man.